March the 13th. Lucky for some, not for others. The start of day, we called the base in London and asked what assistance, if any, they could give in identifying a suitable pan of ice by satellite with MDA, one of our partners, HELP, who operate the RADARSAT-2 satellite array. Because we were having trouble spotting one from the ground. We hadn't seen any airstrip potential since setting off on February the 28th, with the resupply due on March the 14th, with 3 days of supplies beyond that to cover any weather delays. We need to start looking for a strip, and any help would be appreciated. They told us that satellite imagery available at that point suggested that the nearest one was 3 miles, 3 nautical miles, to the southeast. In other words, backwards and to the right. You don't want to be dragging sedges backwards, as said, not in our circumstances. So that went down like a lead balloon, and we asked them to get satellite imagery. MDA were very helpful, and within 2 hours to produce images that indicated that with pinpoint accuracy, as it turned out, with Chip and Simon's transposing of our position onto that image, that just 750 meters directly north of us, there should be an airstrip option on a flow, and another one to its northeast, 250 meters further away. So on our doorstep, just ahead of us. So Martin and I went ahead and found exactly that. And we found with a very particular orientation we could eke out a 400-meter runway running on the side of pressure ridge. And a Chip pointed out on the image, 200 meters beyond that airstrip is an area of open water or very thin ice, about 25 to 50 meters. And that is exactly where it was and in the exact dimensions of that lead or area of open water. So all very impressive and a huge step forward for surface travel on the Arctic Ocean, where you need support from aircraft to drop you off, resupply and pick you up. So well done, MDA. Thank you. March 13th, lucky for some.